Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Let's see if anything comes through. I know I see two people online. My shit is just spinning over here. So let's see what I can get going. The weather has been horrible. All right. So we got something on one end. And now we have three people lined up. So let's get you all started. Welcome to the show, y'all. If you're watching on the stream on YouNow, you probably just see my bald-ass head right now. If you're online and you're listening to the show, we're about to start queuing y'all in. So just stay with me. As soon as this shit stops, then over here. I'm doing things a different way tonight. So we'll see how this connection goes. All right. Tonight I've got all three of my decks, and it's going to depend on what and who calls for where. So there's no set whatever we're going to do here. It's basically bottoms up. I've given all the tools, so looks like that we're good here. Make sure this guy's up. Okay, it looks like we are running complete. All right, everyone, we're going to start queuing everybody in. You are on That's the Tea with Zen Ryder. Where are we calling from?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling from
York.
My God. Is it who I think it is? Yeah, girly. Oh my God!
I missed you. Voice of an angel, girl. How are you?
Aww.
Where have you been? How has everything been going? How was everything since your last tarot reading?
Getting things together. I'll put it that way. Getting things together. Yeah. Staying positive. We got to, right? It's all too crazy if not.
Yep, I hear you. Things have been pretty crazy on my side, but kind of got a different gig now, which is everything's downhill from here for me. I'm gaining speed in what I'm doing now, so my reputation precedes me, and I've only been in the game for 2 weeks, but I have the skill to do it, so it's kind of like I've just somehow, like, this is my thing now. So I kind of, like, run a whole little shindig. I deal with a lot of elderly people. So I'm not only, like, taking care of their issues, like fixing their phones and stuff, I'm teaching them how to use them. They don't know how to use their flip phones and stuff. And some of them,
got
pushed into, yeah. And, you know, the other person that used to run this place was horrible. They never wanted to help anybody. So, I mean, I'm pretty much locked in now because the whole electronics department, I hold it down all on my own. I'm running it's for Market Source, and basically I'm handling this little spot in Target now. So my schedule, that's why I'm on at 10 right now, because I never get out at 5 anymore. I've worked all day long through my lunch, and I'm like, I'm not getting out of here anytime soon. So, but 10 o'clock was the right time because here we are. So, do you want to do another 90 days? Okay. I got a new deck, and it's pretty good. I feel pretty in tune with it, but I feel like you are still running with the dark tarot grimoire. So I've got that deck out, too. It just so happens that they popped out right when I queued you in. So they're a bit Yeah, they're a bit buzzy. So we're going to do a 90-day for you real quick and see what's going on for you. That's wonderful. It's usually around this time of year that my regulars that I used to hear from regularly, you guys come out and will call me. It's good to hear from you.
It's so great to hear your voice, and I'm just so happy for all your success. And I really feel that you're just brightening people's lives. You're not just giving them technology. You're giving them light and love and making sure they have a connection in this world to a face, not just, you know, robotic and cold, how the world could get. So I just want to say thank you for that. Yes.
Oh, thank you. I ethically hacked into this man's deceased wife's tablet, email, got his stuff together. He had heart surgery, and then his wife died abruptly. She didn't know she had stage 4 cancer. He gave me a gift card. I'm like, no, like, it's okay. He was, like, crying and everything. Everyone's been telling him, oh, everything is lost. I got him in. I got him sorted out. Everything was perfect. I guess I am making a difference, you know, and it feels good to know that, you know, they're getting the care that they deserve, you know what I'm saying? And the other lady made him cry, you know, and that's just so sad. And he begged her to help him. And it takes me 20 minutes, you know, and each person is a little thing, you know, and it's a little thing. And when they get ready to need a phone or something, they're going to come to me. So doing these small things, it isn't about making money later. It's more about just, you know, getting them the fucking help they need. It's Consumer Cellular. I mean, I do Consumer Cellular, AT&T. We do pretty much a bunch of different ones. But these are Consumer Cellular people. And there's nobody. I got people driving 25 miles to come see me.
Wow.
It's crazy.
See?
So you got a lot of hearts right now. You got a lot of emotion right now. There was some things that went down since your last reading. Some stuff happened. Was your reading accurate the last time? There was some.
Yes.
There was some stuff going on.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in transition. I guess I could put it that way. You know, like I feel change is coming. I feel change.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that because there is right now. So we're going to go over where you are. You have the Nine of Cups, and you have they're in reverse, okay? The Nine of Cups is right up, but the Ten of Wands, which is normally like having too many things going on and it's like too much to bear, they're reversed. So as you've got a lot of things that you've been handling, some stuff that you need some loose ends that you had to tie up so you can move on to the next project.
Exactly.
But yeah, there are some huge changes, and it's something that has a lot to do with you're emotionally attached to it. Now, I know you're very into your career and you're very good at it. And there's been quite a journey for you. And then there was that thing that happened, and there was a lot of major arcana that was present for you. So there was just a lot of things happening in your world. So basically right now, after fighting through the reeds, if you will, the first 30 days, and we're going into this is going to be June, July, and August, okay? So you have the Six of Wands. So everything that you've been putting forth is coming to fruition. This is a good week to start wrapping those things up and start beginning the next step that you need to take
this
to finish to meet that end. So this is the week to start moving forward. Okay. You're going to be victorious. It's a victory. It's a win on your part. There's this Eight of Cups here. So there is some other stuff that's going to be open up to you. You're going to have some new opportunities, ideas, some collaborations. There's going to be a lot of talk coming your way. There's going to be some new things that are going to be open to you. So it's going to be a lot, and it's going to be something that comes along with your emotion. You're a very watery person. You have a lot of, you are with your heart, also with your mind, but more so emotion. Like you do logic, but you're like a, an intuitive emotion person. Like, you can read the room and read everything the person does not say. You read emotions very well, and you also do well with your whenever you're doing is connected to your soul, if you will. It's an art for you. This is your art, right? So you put a lot into this. You know, this is your blood, sweat, tears. This is how you cry. This is how you fight, you know, against the status, you know, quo that is this world right now. Now you've got in the next month, and it's so funny because it's July, and you have a 7 and a 4, which comes out to 11, and also the number 2. So it's going to be the justice. So what you put out comes back to you, of course. You're out there working, and you like things to be fair, and you're not one to trifle with others that do things unscrupulously, like behind the scenes, cutting corners, stuff like that, doing things to get ahead and also hurting people. It's totally not your bag. So it's going to be a time of, you're going to have a 4 of cups here, and that's going to be like a little bit of a burnout. It is going to be an area, but it's more so, it's going to be involving another person. There's going to be another person involved in this. It's not a relationship-wise connection, but it's definitely, so it's going to be something that goes on between you two, a situation that makes you kind of think second thoughts about the person. Yeah, you're going to be going, whatever your intuition has been telling you, you're right. Follow it. But this is going to be the turning point on that. And it's going to change a little bit, of course. We're going to throw another card on it. I need more. Daddy has needs. I need more. Okay. Boom. Boom. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's a question. Do you have someone who's of interest in you, maybe?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
No, do you have maybe like, it's not like a love interest, but maybe like someone who's crushing on you or trying to push their way into your life?
Not that I could think offhand, no.
Is there someone that makes contact with you often, maybe?
A collaborator, a friend that I collaborate with.
Yeah, someone who has or maybe misconstruing. You know, when we're nice to someone, sometimes they take it as flirting.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, like one-sided feelings. One-sided feelings. I'm getting one-sided feelings from this person. So, but there's going to be a situation, and you're going to feel different about this person. So that's going to be a situation that kind of rocks you a little bit emotionally. It looks like it's someone that's close to you that you kind of like, you know, chat with maybe or work with now and then or are close sort of with. Not in a relationship kind of way at all whatsoever. It's completely one-sided. So it's going to definitely throw you through a loop a little bit, but it's not detrimental. But it's definitely a part of this journey that you're on for the next 90 days. So whoever that is, it's going to be, they're life choice cards, not major arcana. So, but with that third card, it's going to come out to the 12th and the three. So it's going to be the Hangman and the Empress. And when I went ahead and did that, you have the 9 of Wands on top of your 9 of Cups and your 10 of Wands. So that means it's going to be pretty fruitful, everything you've been doing. So it looks like everything's good. This month, June is going to be a little bit like, it's a reverse 5, so it's kind of like coming back from being in battle, and it's a victorious battle. So everything that you had been going through and fighting for to make happen, it's a go, all right? So we're finishing that. There's going to be a little bit of turbulence with this other thing happening. It's going to be in July. August. They are fire cards. One emotion card. You have the 6 of Cups, a reverse 8 of Wands. and a reverse Four of Wands. So Four of Wands, right side up, is about resting. Now is not, in August won't be a time of rest, hardly. Reverse Eight, there's going to be a lot of things in the works, but they're going to be odds and ends. So there's going to be a lot of things you're going to say no to. Number six represents like a feeling of nostalgia, remembering like when you smell something that's familiar and it brings you back to a memory.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be sort of like that. So there's going to be some things that you're going to take on that remind you of maybe, I'm thinking more or less some things that you have accomplished in your past that you love doing. So you're going to be busy in August, but that July thing, that looks like it's out of the way. So you have for your foundations, your foundation is the Five of Cups, the Reverse Seven of Wands, the Queen of Pentacles. So as we are conducting ourselves and creating the world that we desire, is Seven of Wands right side up is about being ready for battle, but it's telling you, yeah, always be on the lookout, but you can kind of like not watch your back so much, if you will.
Okay.
The Five of Cups is telling you that it's going to be a chill point, and there's going to be some highs, some lows, but you're going to meet a very, like a neutral state. So it's going to be a 90-day roller coaster, but you're going to come out okay. So your final for that one, the Three of Cups, the Two of Cups, and the King of Pentacles. Good news. There's going to be some fun times. Your Two of Cups, a lot of times it means that, like, there's a union between two, but I don't feel that at all. This King of Pentacles more or less represents your powerful work ethic and your persona and how you handle things. And it is in the physical realm, so it's about like your job and your money, how you conduct yourself. Sometimes it can represent a man. I'm not getting no men in here. But yeah, you're going to be headed for some heavy workload. Some yeses, some noes, a little bit of drama, but not much. It's going to be completely one-sided. It's just cut that shit off. But overall, looks good. Looks good.
Aw, that's fantastic. That's awesome. I love this. Wow. Oh, I'm excited.
Well, yay! I'm glad that I was able to speak with you. I actually have a line, girlfriend, but I love your face.
Yes,
I'm going to be on tomorrow, and I'm just going to start on the weekends doing it, like, at 10 p.m., because in the mornings, like, I'm gone. I'm gone 9 to 5. So I'm just going to start doing nine times on the weekends just to make it easy everybody.
It was so great speaking with you. So happy to hear your voice, and thank you so much. You're a beautiful person inside and out. Thank you.
Oh, you're lovely. Thank you, and you as well. And hit me up, girlfriend. I'll be here. You know it.
Thank you, love. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, you as well. You're on That's the G. I hear you there somewhere.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call it from New York.
What's your question?
My question is, I got two little questions here at the time. I got a question. You see me, so I'm going to travel to go in Italy this year, me and my daughter, by August.
All right. I'm shuffling the cards now. That's going to be a yes or no one. So that should be easy enough. Decipher. Very straightforward question. I love it. Oh, it's perfect. I love it. I love it. Yes, it's. We'll be able to do a yes or no, and that'll give you more of a clear cut instead of trying to find out, you know, X, Y, Z, yes, maybe. I hate that when it happens, when I can't give a clarity. I'm not always a clear answer all the time. We're not always meant to know it, but it's, like, nice sometimes. At least to know what we can expect ahead. I'm clearing my cards as I can. All right. Yay. All right, I'm shuffling the cards, and you will see if we are going to get action right side up. So that way if we get a side down, it's on purpose. All right. All righty. I'm now going to shuffle, and we will get a yes or no question. Dance to be cut. All right. Knave. Well, knights are usually good news now around the corner. Knaves are usually about having this sense keen of adventure. It's going to take a lot of doing on your part. It would be a yes. But to stay on schedule, it's going to have to be a very tight regimen, and it's going to take a lot of doing. You're going to have to make sure that you have absolutely covered every square that you could ever possibly need to cover, all steps. The answer is very likely, but it's going to take some doing.
Okay. I can ask another question, if you don't mind, please.
Sure.
You see me, I get a receiver settlement by my husband, and my husband has passed away. I'm going to get it soon as I'll be able to buy property in Italy near the world with the money I got to receive. So I'm going to receive it soon, this money.
All right. I shuffled while you asked. There is hope. It is round the corner. I am seeing is about the next 100 days. You will be hearing more word, if not an actual payment.
Good, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yep, 100 days.
So I'm going to be able to buy property over there? Buy property in Italy.
There's hope that there is good news around the corner concerning money. No clear-cut answer on this. But it's saying there's good news. So as long as it's going to take, again, there's a Knave of Pentacles in there. Again, the same card popped after shuffling it in and cutting the deck. It's telling it's going to take some doing. So stay on top of it. Keep your ear to the ground. Do not miss when the news happens. But you have the stars. You have the Knight of Pentacles, which I had just mentioned previously. and you have the Knave of Pentacles, all concerning dollars. The Stars is about the hoping and getting your wish. The next one after that would be the Sun card, World, stuff like that, meaning more towards meeting your goal and having to start over, back to the Fool. Does that make sense? And the Major Arcana is about things that are going to happen regardless. The court cards represent either happenings, situations, responses, or represent actual people. And choice cards, the 1 through 10, are choices and paths that we can take in those situations. So the Stars is that this is happening. So there's good news. Your court card is telling you good news coming around the corner when it comes to this. This is building the foundation that you want. This has to do with money, definitely concerning things like court cases, authorities, stuff like that. So in this case, there is hope in the Stars. Just keep working at it. Don't stop. The reward will be there. It's given me 100 days.
Thank you, God bless. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. For you. You're welcome. Thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's the tea. Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Cleveland area, Marine area.
All right. We're going to do you for...
Why don't you just let me know what the next 60 days has, like June and July in my career? I was almost asleep. Oh, my gosh. I'm used to going to bed early. I was almost asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening.
I've been falling asleep early myself. I've been really, really working hard at my job. You know, I'm solving it. I'm doing mental gymnastics, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm dead. I could be in bed, but I was like, you know what, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is when we're going to do this. So I pushed myself and had a little bubbly water, and I'm like, okay, I'm awake. We can do this. So it's perfect time. For me, if I'm kind of sleepy and half awake, it makes my psychic magnetism better.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm in between, you know. You're the loopy stage. So 90 days.
Yeah, that's fine. 90, 60, or 90, whatever's easier for you. Definitely June. Yeah,
okay.
Go through June, July, and if you want to do August too, whatever you want. That's up to you. In career.
Yeah.
At my current job, yes. Like it's not a job, it's a career, sorry.
How has job been feeling lately?
Very busy. It was tax season. Very, very busy.
Yeah. There's some... How's the pup?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Good health? Health-wise good?
Yes.
No. Okay, good. Okay. There's something I'm sensing here.
Oh.
No. I'm picking someone up in this house. It must be my brother. These aren't yours. Sometimes that happens. My brother must be dreaming in his room lucidly. I think I picked up my brother just now. I'm going to do you a different deck because these are attracting others in my house. So I just pulled someone else's cards, so they're not for you. Yeah, my bad, man. I'd rather do that instead of, like, tell you someone else's fortune. That was not yours. That was, like, a lot of pain and like, a tower and, like, heartbreak. And, no, that's not you. No. That wasn't you. That was too much darkness. That's, no. Your tarot readings, like, and your job, like, we saw none of that the last time. So that would have been... There would have been a sign, you know. We would have noticed something. So that wasn't you, and there was nothing jobby about that. That was like depression,
okay.
Basically. Yeah, that was like, I'm feeling sorry. That's my brother. It's my brother. Yeah, he must be dreaming in his room. He can fall asleep just any time. I hate him. God. I wish I could do that. Fall asleep wherever, anytime. God. Yeah, he's been ignoring his magic. The more he ignores it, it's the worst it's gonna be, man. We're a magic family. It's in the blood. It's what we are. You can't fight this, man. He has a calling and he's been ignoring it. So his life is not going well. But if someone doesn't like how things are going, they stop doing it and change.
Yeah, you're right.
And sometimes we forget that. We get in those minds where we forget how powerful we are. We think we're helpless. In some situations, yes, we actually are. We have to be the hero that we need. I know that from experience. But you can't help someone like that. You're just feeding them. You're feeding the demon. My mom keeps enabling me behavior, but, you know, what are you going to do? But I'm just like, okay, just stay in your room, I guess. Stop interrupting my tarot readings, though. It only happens when he's lucid dreaming. That's how I know he's in his room sleep. So great. Alrighty, I got you a new deck. So we're going to shuffle it, and hopefully he can shut the hell up in his dream.
Okay.
God damn it. Sorry about that. I'm in the lanai, and I guess I'm too close to the damn room. I got a bunch of shit on my bed. I won't even lie. I tore my room up looking for a fucking shirt that my mom washed. We're not allowed to use the washer and dryer because, you know, they're one of them expensive ones, so she doesn't want us touching it. So, like, yeah, my mom, like, does the laundry in my house. When shit goes missing, I'm like, where is it? I just throw my room. She's like, oh, I'm washing. I'm like, great. Hey, I messed up my room for nothing. Fantastic. We're asking, ooh, we're splitting two ways. Gotcha. All right, we got something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's better. That's a lot better. There we go. Yeah, that's you. This is you. Yep, I feel it. There we go. That's better. All right. So, I know you're the big kahuna and everybody has to come to you as the mother of pentacles, the earth mother as you are. All right, so right now as you're heading, you have the nine of pentacles. So that's a really good place to be right now, especially when it comes to the job, meaning pretty much everything's been, you know, in its place, mise en place in this case. Everything has its place and everything in its place. So as far as that goes, starting out, we're doing pretty good here. We've got a pretty good foundation. And, you know, we've built a home. We're flourishing. We've got the garden going. You have the Seven of Cups with that. So that Seven of Cups is about, even though at times it's a bit frustrating, especially with the temperament that we have at times, it could be a little bit, it's like you have the waves of, and then I love it, and then at times it's like, God, would you just shut the hell up? Just shut up. You know, that type of thing where it's like, you know, wishy-washy. Okay. You know, it's like the ocean, you know, when the tides, they rise and fall, you know. It's the job, you know. You're the guy. You're the one everyone's got to, like, come to for stuff. So, you know, it does get a little bit tedious, but you do have the Chariot in this. So it does look like things are going to be moving a little bit forward ahead. As I said, okay, there was a promotion in the offing very soon. It looks like you've got some opportunities moving up in the world here. So we're going into June. We have the Lover's card, the Ten of Wands, and the Six of Cups. So we're going to be feeling like we love where we are right now. It's a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of things that is entailed, but it makes you feel you're happy. You feel like, you know, you have this a good place in life, a good placement. You know, it gives you this, it's not just a feeling of nostalgia, but like this happy feeling to where, you know, you're flourishing, you know, being productive. It's one of your best traits about you. Your ability to thrive in all situations and adapt. Now, talking about adapting, in July, doing some juggling here. There's going to be the Two of Pentacles, and there's going to be some movement. There's going to be some sort of big thing coming your way, and it looks like an opportunity because, first off, you have the Emperor coupled with that. So it looks like there's going to be a voice in your ear, someone of authority that's going to be bringing an opportunity your way. We've got the Ace of Wands. So the Ace of Wands is not just an idea, but an action, an activity of a pitch or pitching.
Okay.
So this is going to be something that's going to be pitched towards you. And the month after that, August, we've got some major arcana, and we've got the Nine of Swords. We've got the Wheel. We've got Judgment. Remember the last time when we spoke, there was things that was, there was going to be some jealousy. Some people were going to have some feelings of, oh, my God, what are we going to do? There's going to have to be someone that's going to be taking over. Exactly. You're going to feel a little bit guilty about it, as we had discussed. Thing is happening, man. This is happening. This is coming. So you've got the Wheel.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is. I want to know what it is. It could be just a project, maybe. It could be a position.
I'm
feeling more. It's something to do with moving up, and it's going to create a little bit of tension with the people on your where you're working at now on the level that you are, if you will. You have Judgment, so it's going to have to think long and hard. Take your time. Take your time. Now, it's your foundation, and we're going to throw out the final outcome as well. Very interesting outcome. Okay, so we have the Judgment card coupled with that, as I said, so make sure we do not jump immediately. Thoroughly research this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your foundation, you have, they're the French deck, so it's La Force. So that is the Strength card. The Strength card isn't really physical strength, it's the mental strength, emotional strength. It's all the strength inside that it takes to survive, if you will, all things and adapt.
I know what you mean.
Without crumbling, if you will. And you have the Ten of Pentacles. Very good card. Very good card indeed. You've got a lot of pentacles here, so this has a lot to do with your job. It's exactly what you asked. So you do have the Ten of Pentacles, so outlook is going to be good for the most part for you. There's going to be some back talk behind your back. There's going to be some jealousy. You might be looked at for something that someone else is gunning for.
Okay.
You do have, there is a floater. I found a floater. It was just hanging around. And it's what's hanging around. And when we get a hanger like that, remember, this is something it's significant. It's a significant detail. So the hangman. Okay. And I'm seeing it right side up. I don't see it upside down. So I'm putting it right side up. So it's right side up. And basically, when we make our bed, we lie in it. But there's no sense in not making that bed again. You can always remake the bed, right?
Right.
So no hard feelings. You know, you can't be mad at yourself But remember, choose wisely. Now, you have the Queen of Cups. So normally you are the Queen of Pentacles. You're the motherly figure, the one that's the nurturer. You take care of everybody. You make sure everything's done. People have to come to you for things. You do have the Seven of Swords, King of Pentacles, and the Hermit. It's a male. It's
okay.
A man. It's a man. Your adversary is a man. Maybe
okay.
A man who's gay? Do you have a gay guy working at your work, babe?
No, not that I know of.
Well, I mean, there are some guys that are like, you know, bi, and then there's ones that are kind of girly, but more feminine, not really gay. You know what I'm saying? Kind of feminine, but not gay. More like, what is it called? Metrosexual?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, this guy, it feels like a gay for to me. I'm sorry. As one person in the LGBTQIA community, it's okay if I say it. I feel that this person, it has a womanly like embodiment, but it's in a guy. And he's going to hold some very nasty feelings for you. So beware.
I wonder who that is. Okay.
Definitely. So you do have a lot of things coming up. It's going to be, and we prefaced this, the last reading when this came up, but this is coming to fruition. This is happening. But it is going to get someone a little bit hurt, which we also, remember, we had discovered that the last time.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So this is just continuing the chapter. Isn't that crazy? I did that with a whole different deck. That's crazy, right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's tarot, man. It's just,
I know.
It's
wonderful what you just said, yeah. But you do feel my dog's okay, right?
Yes, that's why I asked. Because the
okay.
reason why
oh my
I asked
gosh.
Is because, well, okay, so the reason why I asked is because those cards that first came up, they were a little
uh-huh.
bit weird, and they were about heartbreak and stuff like that. But it was my brother. That's No, you're fine. It's not you.
Okay.
That's why I asked. You know, just checking.
Thank you.
No, everything looks good. I'm not feeling the, no. I don't feel sickness. I don't feel job loss. I feel like there's a promotion to offer or there's something where it's going to be detrimental to everybody else or one person that's possibly gunning for the same position. And you're just doing better than them in a way. So you're going to probably get the position before they do, and this is going to cause a little drama.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah. Your doggy's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Well, on the weekend after 9.
I know. Thank you so much. That was a great reading. I'm sure I'll call you again.
Absolutely. You got a girlfriend, and that's the tea for you, and you have a great evening.
Oh, you as well.
Thank
Hi,
you so
thank
much.
You.
You're on That's the Tea.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York, and I want to tell you I was laughing at your show title. This morning I related so much to your show title because I want to tell you that happens all the time here too. It's such an annoying thing with the lawnmowers and the tool cutters that they use to cut the branches in the summer and winter. It is
mm-hmm.
the most annoying thing. You can never sleep in. If you want to crack your window, it's just the most annoying thing. It was so funny to see someone else speak up about it because it happens here on my block too. It's very, very annoying. It's very annoying. So I just want to say that I relate to you with that.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I used to work overnight at Racetrack, which is like basically a restaurant that sells gas that's open 24 hours a day. And, you know, I would work like 50 hours, and it's so hard to sleep when everybody does lawn care every day of the fucking week. Why?
Yes.
Why are you
I'm
doing
telling
lawn
you.
Care on a Sunday?
Yes.
Fucking
exactly.
go home.
For
God
real.
Damn it. I
on the
sleep.
Weekend.
Ugh.
It would be terrible, you know what I'm saying? And then you get the weekday off because you're working the weekend, and you get, like, Monday off, and they're doing lawn care. And it doesn't matter if they're in front of your house.
Do it on the week when everyone is gone to work, like, but they want to wait until the weekend when you finally are tired from work, then they crack your window, and guess what? Guess you're sleeping in late is over because it's 6:30, 7 in the morning, and here they go. And I live on a main road, and it's ridiculous. It's the same thing here with the snow, with the wind, the leaf blower, as well as with the lawnmower.
The leaf blower. I want to shove it up his stupid fucking smiling ass.
I know.
Like, don't smile at me. I'm waving my fist at you over here. You're lucky I don't take off my clothes and come beat you.
I know.
My God.
I want to go in the forest.
You know,
When you want to sleep in, I get so mad at it, and it's been happening for years. I get so mad at it. I sometimes have, for years, want to go on the porch and yell like a crazy person, go away, get away from my block, like, go away. It is so ridiculous. They even have a Facebook page. Someone in my town must have made a Facebook page, but I'm not on Facebook, but they made a Facebook page petitioning to the town's people, like, this is ridiculous. We do not need this, you know, these gasoline-powered leaf blowers in the village over here and in town over here on the blocks when you're trying to sleep in, you need to petition this. Like, and I was laughing, but I was so happy someone actually mentioned it. I mean, we're supposed to move
all
like,
the time.
You
know,
like,
what?
So bad.
The neighbor across the street from me, their house is like, it's on a hill, but it goes down. And so when the rain happens, it washes all the soil. So they don't even have grass and they're old and her husband has dementia. And they don't need lawn care. So this asshole is coming over here and taking advantage of them and cutting their grass twice a week.
Yes.
There's no fucking grass, asshole. You murdered it all. And then when they put grass on there, this, like I said, when it rains, it just runs out in the street. So the grass that they paid to put on there, and it was like Kentucky bluegrass or some shit, very expensive.
Because
the guy cuts the grass too much, and it's summer. Why?
Ridiculous. Like, they just take advantage. They go nuts with it.
They runs over a turtle. You just covered it up with leaves, and he left it.
I know, make a bigger mess. Like, we're supposed to move. I know, it's so annoying. I mean, it's been, we live on a main road too, so like when the town wakes up, when the traffic, I actually can't do any thinking and stuff till the town goes to sleep after 11 at night. So I'm always like a insomnia person because once the town wakes up, like at 10, 7 o'clock when people start going to work, driving past your house, nonstop traffic, rush hour, there's no fan anymore. You hear everything. So those snowblower people, nonstop. It is so annoying. We're supposed to move to Florida in like August, after August, and that's also something I was going to ask you what you see about that and like with my health, and since I just went through a surgical procedure last Friday, but like I'm wondering, I'm hoping it's going to be like that. All I keep saying to my mom is like, the first thing is don't let us live on a main road, like, and I hope we don't have to hear that. Live in a community where you don't have to hear this stupid landscaping. Like, I just hope for people.
There's
going to
be landscaping 24/7 in Florida. I'm going to let you know right now, you will never get away from it. You will never get away from it unless you are living in the woods and your neighbor is 10 miles away.
Oh, Lord.
Nope.
It is the worst.
Florida is land of the flowers and landscaping.
The worst.
Yeah.
I would
move to if you can, get you a spot far away from the city, like not a big city, go to a small one and not too small. Like, I live in Mount Dora, so something of this size, I would say, but not in a housing development, because if you move into a housing development in Florida, there's going to be lawn maintenance every goddamn day of fucking life.
Oh, my God. My God.
You get up and, like, it's till 6 p.m., bro. Why? Because they have to do everyone's house. It's like, we do our own lawn care. Can y'all get out and do some exercise?
Exactly. Like, do it on the weekend. Do it during the week when everyone is out of their homes and at work, not when they're trying to have peace and quiet finally and rest in the work week. Like,
don't start at 5 in the morning. They start at 5 a.m. here.
Yeah. By us here, too. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, what the hell? Like, it's the most retarded, ridiculous thing. It's so annoying. So annoying.
Now for your house stuff.
Yeah, what I went through, last Friday for a surgical procedure. It was something that it wasn't an easy decision to deal with, to do, I mean, because it was, I just have gone through a lot. And so I don't have children yet, and I hope to have kids one day. And, like, I had found out, like, a year ago that I had, like, fibroids. And not just one, like a good amount on my uterus. So it was affecting my life a lot, affecting me. It was just really depressing. And I never had good luck with relationships and love anyway. So I just stopped dating. And the fibroids made it even worse. Didn't want nobody near me. So it's like I finally decided on, since I found out we were supposed to be moving now, rushed decision with my health. I was like, I guess I'm going to go through with getting them taken out. So I went through the surgery on Friday. It was a lot of pain. I still am healing from it. It was not easy. It was still going through healing. And so it was like I'm dealing with that. I wonder if I made the right decision or not with that, if I will have kids or not with that. I wonder about, like, my love life. I wonder about me moving. I'm not even working right now. Like, so I'm in a very hard place right now in my life. So, you know, I'm thankful to have a mom and a house and, you know, family that kind of supports me and helps me through this time. But I worry about myself and my future as an adult, like what my life is going to be like, you know, because pretty soon I'm going to have to depend on me.
Girlfriend, you wouldn't believe this. As you were talking and I was shuffling the cards for you and laying them down, and then the phone, like the call ended. But I'm working off 4 phones right now because I'm streaming on my show also on video. And, like, I'm doing a bunch of other stuff at the same time. And everything shut down at one time except for one phone.
Oh.
And they all have full batteries. Yeah, strange.
Oh, wow.
So I think it had something to do with what you were saying. And it was the energy that just came through. And literally my hand is on fire. So I'm glad I didn't lose you. I literally just had to call back into my show. I'm so glad you didn't leave. Hold on. So just give me one sec, okay? Don't leave. This is important. Yeah, like you were speaking about your journey and the things that you have, you were going through and all the things you were surviving at the time, and everything just shut down. Like, there's not even music playing anymore either, and that's on a different device completely. All my devices shut down except for one. That's never happened to me before. So there's something to this. Dolphinately. Okay, we're going to get you settled. I'm going to go ahead. I'm using the French deck for you as well. I'm cleaning them now. That was the strangest thing. Now, I've been having some strange occurrence, guys. And I have a theory, okay? So, like, hear me out now. You heard of Glitch in the Matrix, man, where, like, a situation happened the exact same way, like, right after each other. Like, for me, an example is I saw a cat cross the road, and I turned my head to look the other way, and I turned back, and the cat crossed the road again the same direction. But then the cat, like, wasn't there anymore, but these two times at this house, it asked to be cut 3 times, I had an anomaly with mine. Message. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lords and ladies, we got the devil.
Oh, no.
So we had very, very unhealthy bonds with a narcissist, and he tried to destroy you. We have definitely... Wow. Okay. Let's hit it. So, muy, muy importante. All right. So you're heading right now.
Your first card I drew was the devil. Now, the devil is about having a very unhealthy bond. This could be with, in your case, it's with a narcissist. Your pedestal that you were put on in love bombing quickly turned into a barrage of abuses of different kinds, which took you from the love for yourself and confidence to not knowing yourself anymore, not knowing what to do, feeling trapped. There was a lot of depression, sadness, worry, feelings of being stabbed in the back, loss of close relationships, not just with yourself, but with others that you once held dear due to this. Also, because of that and the fact that you got yourself out, you're working on healing. Very good. Self-preservation is key, persistence as well. In the love section, because you're born under the house of marriage. When's your birthday?
September 3rd.
Yeah.
If you want the year, I'll give you the year, too. I don't even mind.
Oh, what's the year?
78.
Okay. I'm 1984. So
okay.
Good. We're in the same generation, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So you definitely have experienced definitely a lot. I mean, the kids these days, they don't have what we had. We had it good.
No.
We didn't know what we had. The 90s and the 80s were good to us.
Yep. I can't even take going outside now. Trying to date now is also crazy.
I
just stay with myself.
Well, speaking of dating, I do have news of warning. First off, right now, Four of Cups, feeling of the burnout, as you had already previously stated. Seven of Wands, at the ready for a fight. You have already fought so hard. Five, six of Wands. You don't have to feel like you need to fight anymore right now. You can calm down. At the ready for a fight, the action, we can calm down a little bit in the fiery thoughts of what we're prepared to do. You know what I mean? You can relax your shoulders and unclench your jaw. You can relax. Time for relaxing. Now, I do bring news of warning. Even though right now the universe is helping you and guiding you, you are working on you've been working on your healing, as I said before, working on yourself and building a life, and not having very good luck in love, but being drawn to it. It is a fucking problem. I know what you're going through. Don't fucking fall for it. Don't do it. Run away. All right, that being said, someone's going to offer you a cup. Someone likes you right now. They kind of feel like they have the idea of you, but because you're the powerful new you, they're not going to be able to hang. So you can't sit with us. You can't sit with us, basically, is what we're saying here, because you're like this all-powerful being now, and this guy, whatever he's trying to offer you, whoever this being is, don't know if you've met him yet, but there is a thing that is going to try, and it's just another douchebag inferior male that's going to try and gain your – what they do is they get attracted to strong women, and it's because they have no power of their own, and because you're such a strong individual that he's going to feel lesser than you, and it's just – it's not even anything that you do. So beware, there is an idiot going to come to your milkshake, all right? So you're just going to have to tell him to fuck off. And you will, because he's going to be a young guy, and he's going to be a fire sign. He's the knave of wands. No. And it looks like he's going to have red hair, douchebag. So you have the hermit. Run away. Run back to your house. Stay inside. You do have the Four of Wands. This is going to be the time of resting. The next 90 days is going to be a little bit annoying for you, because this thing is going to come around like a – it's going to be that pimple that we don't need right now, basically. Yeah, super annoying. No patience whatsoever for it.
So we're not going to be here for it. It's going to be a test. This is a test. Listen to me when I say the test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is going to be testing how well you've trained yourself to see the red flags. Okay? So in this sense, they're going to try and look like green flags, but they're not. They're red flags. So you have the hermit is telling you retreat. So this young person who's he's about almost 20 years younger, but like the personality, like you're compatible personality wise somewheres, but not in a way that you need. It's more of a lust. You don't need lust. Sure, lust is great. Don't get me wrong. Have fun. Enjoy. But this ain't the one.
Yeah.
This is a no. Yeah, this ain't the one, right. But he's going to try. So do not engage, okay? Don't engage with this guy. Okay, so your final outcome here, you have the Nine of Wands. We've got the King of Pentacles. You have the Hangman, you have the Two of Pentacles, you have the Magician, you have the Ten of Pentacles. So right now, as you're building your foundation, finding yourself again, finding your strength and holding on to that, establishing that powerful, the pavilion of which you draw your power. Does that make sense? Because, right, when we get with someone, we give away our power, okay? We're giving them the power to ruin us, to hurt us, to steal our identity, to do all kinds of shit to us if they want to. We make ourselves vulnerable in that way. So as you're making yourself impenetrable, you're going to have this little douchebag that's going to try and be the next little narcissist. But don't worry, you've smartened up, and you're better than that. So right now is a good time to just focus on continuing building that, okay? So the hangman is telling you, you made your bed, you lied in it. You can remake that bed, as we had quoted in the reading before, but it's also about new beginnings and learning from past mistakes. As I said, it's a test. So your king is telling you, listen to your mind, not your hormones, because hormonally, it's there. Like the sexual lust, hormonal stuff is there. It's animal lust, basically. So don't get tricked into it because it's a trick. There's no treat here. You'll be the best part of sex, Ma, okay? So we're going to try and stop that, all right? So you do have the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands tells you even though there's going to be a lot of things coming at you, you're going to come out on top 100%. You're going to come out of this. And you're going to say no, you're going to walk away, and it's going to bring you to the next step. Not telling you what the next step is. It's not telling us what the next step is because this is the big moment right now. So until after this happens, then when that door is shut in that little douchebag face, then you're going to be reaching to that next step, and then you're going to know. That's why it's not telling you, because it's going to be an aha moment. It's going to be your aha moment. So it's your time now. Yep, your aha moment.
There was a guy that I was seeing who was like the last, he was just the last. After him, I just decided I'm just done with all this because after I got really heartbroken by one relationship, you know, he's someone that I started working at a job. I never dated someone at a job before. And I feel like he just used me like an opportunistic opportunity. Like he saw I was a nice person and I decided to give him a chance. So we started dating and he knew I wasn't about that. I wasn't like a casual girl. He knew I was like, you know, a girl that wanted to be taken on dates and, you know, find a husband and be like a girlfriend, like for something meaningful. I'm a relationship type of girl. And he took it as an opportunistic type of thing. And like, he just used me. I feel like he just wanted just like a physical, like booty call thing. So after a while, I just stopped it because it just hurt my feelings. He just disappointed me. So now every now and then, like he still texts me, and I haven't spoken to him since like 2020. He has no idea about the health stuff, operations, or nothing that I went through. And every now and then, like, he'll just text me. He was narcissistic. He was even older than me. And nowadays, like, he'll text me, like, stupid, dumb emojis and everything, not even saying, like, real sentences. And it's just, like, it's even more hurt. I won't answer him. I haven't answered him, and it's kind of, like, even more hurtful.
Yeah, don't engage.
The fact that he's, no, I won't. And I'm like, what is he even, why is he even texting me? Like, he knows what I'm about. He's not saying anything like, you know what, I've been thinking, I'm serious now. He's not saying anything. He's like, he's just playing games or something to see if his phone number is blocked, I feel like, or something. Like, I can't believe that he would even still even text me. And it hurts even more because he's not even saying anything. He's just texting dumb texts, random dumb texts every day. And it's just like, why? You know, what does he even want? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel
attention.
Like he's...
Don't engage. Don't engage.
Yeah.
Don't engage. It's attention because negative attention is still attention. Even if you cuss at him, call him names, you know, and not give him what you think is the response that he wants, you're still responding, and that's all he needs to get that energy because he's an energy vampire. We are out of time. So before my show cuts you off because we went over time, which is totally okay, no problem, but it is going to turn off on you, so I don't want to be rude. But I will be here tomorrow night. We are going to have our forecasting when I get on. There was one more person, and I'm so sorry, 520 area code. It's okay. It's first come, first serve, y'all, but soon we're going to be able to be on here longer. I only get an hour a day to work with right now because I'm kind of a cheapskate, and I'm trying to, like, build something a little bit. But soon my radio station will be flourishing more. So we'll have more time, so I'll be able to get more of you on the line. But I appreciate everybody who came down today, everybody who's watching the stream live. Thanks for coming to my That's the Tea, and I was happy to do this for y'all, and I will be back tomorrow night. So that is the tea, y'all. Thank you for coming, and I wish you the best. You're welcome, and I'm here usually, so just you don't have to subscribe. It's free. That if you did, it'll tell you when I'm on. But if not, my shows are here. If I did a show, you'll be able to hear it. You could download it or not. You could just go listen to it. It's pretty cool. Whatever you need, I try and make sure I'm here for it. So, you know, hang around. Hang around. Don't be a stranger.
Is it okay if I call back tomorrow? Just ask you, like, a little more about what
about
my future?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. No problem. Yeah. Just call me back tomorrow. So, but yeah, I love you all. Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. But that is all the time we have for tonight. And I do apologize for those who couldn't get on. We had so many people on tonight, they were just getting dropped off. So I appreciate, I love you all. That's the tea. Remember, wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. Zen Rider out.
And no lawnmower. No snow blowers.
Yeah,
no
lawnmowers.
No windmowers.
All right, girlfriend, I'll be on tomorrow.